Charles, Eric Coppolino, Pacifica Radio. I've read that you have said, I hope it's accurate, that conspiracy theories cover something that society doesn't want to deal with.
Oh, thank you.
Did you actually say something like that?
That they cover something that society doesn't want to deal
with. They're a scrim in front of something that the culture doesn't want to deal with.
Yeah, that's close to what I would say. They translate an intuitive or unconscious understanding into concepts that you can build a story on.
So, I like that a lot. Based on that, how would you characterize the lab leak gain of function conspiracy theory? What do you think is lurking behind that?
Well, I mean, now even like a lot of mainstream scientists are saying that that's the more likely origin. So I don't think that, so I would say that there's no conspiracy necessary to explain something like that.
That the lab leak, it is a conspiracy theory. It's a theory of conspiracy. That it was covered up and that it was said to be zoonotic and all of that.
Right.
I mean, there's other theories.
Yeah. No, I mean, I tend to believe that theory.
What about the theory that there actually was never a virus isolated, only an AI model called MN908947 published around January 11th that actually is an AI-generated model written by Fan Wu in China?
Yeah. That, I think that you have to... The conspiracy... Okay, so for one thing, for that to be true, the conspiracy would have to be so vast and include, like, I mean, there are a lot of dissident scientists who are virologists who reject certain aspects of the official COVID narrative, but absolutely can affirm that, yes, there is such a thing as a virus, and there is this variant and that variant, and here's the part of the genome that was modified for weaponization and so on. Do you think all of those people are in on the conspiracy?
Do you know who Christine Massey is?
No.
So she's a woman in the Toronto area who now has FOIA, Freedom of Information Law requests from more than 220 institutions, and none of them can produce a scientific paper published anywhere in the world showing that this virus was actually found.
Yeah, that's a whole rabbit hole. I mean, read, you know, if you have questions about that, read Jessica Rose. She's a dissident.
That's amazing. Isn't it amazing that no government or institution anywhere in the world can just provide a scientific paper which says, here's your paper, we found a virus. But all those same institutions shut the world down on the claim of a virus. So what was their claim based on if they can't produce a scientific paper?
I do not have the knowledge necessary to say, whoa, here was a scientific paper. Like, you know, you can assert that, but I cannot have a conversation with you about that because I don't know. I would have to, you know, go do some research and say, well, what about this paper? What about that paper? I'm just not equipped to debate that.
I mean, Bobby knows about this. You know, I've talked to him about it, and my colleagues have corresponded with him about it.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to
you. Listen, Charles, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Yep.